From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. The leader of the Missouri Senate Democrats is praising Governor Mike Parson's leadership more than a year into his tenure in office. Parson became governor after Eric Greitens resigned in June 2018. Members of both parties liked how Parson was more collaborative with the legislature as opposed to Greitens' combative posture. Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh says Parson's experience as a state lawmaker paid dividends in getting workforce development and transportation measures across the finish line this session.
This governor seems to remember the process and where he came from and how it works. And that's an advantage of serving in those chambers and moving up as opposed to never serving before.
Boone County Emergency Management Director Tom Hurley has died, according to a county commission news release yesterday afternoon. Commissioners Dan Atwill, Janet Thompson, and Fred Perry issued a joint statement. "We are saddened by the loss of our colleague and dear friend Tom Hurley," they said in the press release. They also said, "He was a Boone County native whose love for his community and his friendly and engaging personality were evident by anyone who met him." Hurley was originally hired as Deputy Director of the Office of Emergency Management in 2016. The commissioner's release praised his work and said he most recently proved instrumental in mitigating the impacts of flooding in the county. An effort is underway to ensure equality in the names of Missouri state parks. Michelle Skaliski reports.
The Nathan Boone State Historic Site in Ash Grove in southwest Missouri could become the Olive and Nathan Boone State Historic Site. The Women's Foundation, based in Kansas City, has been working with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources to make sure women's contributions at state park sites aren't overlooked. Missouri State Parks Director Ben Ellis believes Olive Boone deserves to be recognized.
Our Douglas Hurt has a book out about Nathan Boone and the American frontier, and he spends quite a bit of time talking about the amazing efforts that Olive did of keeping the homestead running while Nathan was gone about his adventures.
A decision on the name change is expected by late August or early September. The Women's Foundation worked with DNR to change the name of the Abel Van Meter State Park in Marshall to the Annie and Abel Van Meter State Park earlier this year. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Columbia City Council further discussed the possibility for a Sinclair Road and Route K roundabout at its meeting last night. Columbia Public Works presented information, concerns, and progress on the planning, as well as opening up the floor for public comment. According to Columbia Public Works, the roundabout will realign Sinclair Road and Old Plank Road. The current plan will also aim to reduce speeding and accidents in the area in preparation for a new middle school in Southwest Columbia. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.